This message is given in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. In the congregation I served in St. Louis before I received the call here, I had a member by the name of David. And David was an amazing person. Even though he was totally blind, he was able to do many things for himself. He lived independently with the help of his seeing eye dog. David also volunteered to read the scriptures during church in Bible class. Now you might wonder how that worked. Well, he brought his own Braille Bible. He could find and read any Bible passage just as fast, if not faster, than the members who could see. David also attended classes at our seminary in St. Louis. And even though he knew he probably wouldn't end up being a pastor, he still wanted to learn as much as he could about the scriptures and Lutheran doctrine. Yes, David was a very sincere Christian. And even though David was physically blind, God had given David spiritual sight. Yes, David's spiritual vision was 20/20 because he knew that Jesus was his Lord and Savior. I remember on one occasion at church, someone asked David this question during Bible class. They asked him, "Do you ever feel anger towards God because he has never healed you and has allowed you to go through life blind?" David was silent for a moment and then he answered, "No, I'm not angry with God. In fact, I'm just thankful that my many sins have been forgiven." Yes, David could see just fine. In our gospel reading for today, we're told that Jesus and his disciples were in the region of Jericho, only a few miles from Jerusalem. In fact, Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. Why? Well, listen to the end of last Sunday's gospel reading and we'll find out. Jesus said, "We are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him over to the Gentiles. And they will mock him and spit on him and flog him and kill him. And after 3 days he will rise." Not long after speaking those words, Jesus then said the following, "The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." So, Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem, knowing full well what would happen to him there. Jesus was willing to go up to Jerusalem because he loves us sinners. Sadly, those who doubt Jesus' words look at him and they see either a lunatic or a liar. But those who believe in Jesus, we look at him and we see our Lord and Savior. Now, at the beginning of today's gospel reading, we see that on the way to Jerusalem, Jesus and his disciples end up in the region of Jericho, only a few miles from Jerusalem, and on their way they encounter a blind man sitting by the side of the road, and he's begging. Now, why was this man named Bartimaeus, why was he begging? Well, unlike our society, the culture back then did not go out of their way to help the blind to live independent lives. In addition, Braille was not yet invented, and they did not have other forms of technology that are useful to blind people today. So back then, a blind person had no choice but to beg for a living. They had to rely on the mercy of other people. In fact, imagine what life must have been like back then for a person who was blind. If you were a blind person back then, more than anything, you would wish that you could see. And if you were a believer who knew the scriptures, you understood that only God could give sight to the blind. As we heard in our first reading from Psalm 146, "The Lord gives sight to the blind." Well, one day, blind Bartimaeus was sitting in his usual place in order to beg for a living. And suddenly he hears a crowd approaching, and he asks someone what's going on. He finds out that Jesus of Nazareth is about to walk right past him. Now, blind Bartimaeus must have heard about Jesus preaching before, because he calls out to Jesus using a title that shows that he believed that Jesus was the Savior promised in the Old Testament. Remember how Bartimaeus refers to Jesus? He says, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." You see, when Bartimaeus calls Jesus Son of David, he uses a title common among the Jews of that day. The title Son of David was used to speak about the Messiah and Savior promised in the Old Testament scriptures. So whenever people talked about the Savior that was promised in the Old Testament, they would often refer to him as the Son of David, because scripture taught that the Messiah would come from the family line of King David. In fact, the same Old Testament also taught that the Messiah would prove himself to his people by performing various miracles, including giving sight to the blind. So Bartimaeus is not going to miss out on this opportunity to be healed of his blindness. He yells out at the top of his voice, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Shockingly, many in the crowds rebuked him and told him to be quiet. Why did they do that? Well, sadly, they wrongly thought that Jesus would probably not want to waste his time with a blind man. In fact, and here's the real sad thing, many in that day thought that those with disabilities, like blindness, they thought that those people had those disabilities because God had cursed them. And they thought God had cursed them because they had done some horrible sin. But Bartimaeus won't let the crowds keep him from Jesus. Bartimaeus screams all the louder, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Now please notice that the blind man is not suggesting that he is somehow worthy of Jesus' attention. Bartimaeus is not insisting that Jesus give him what he thinks he deserves, no. In fact, I'm sure Bartimaeus knew that he was a sinner like everybody else. He is also believing that Jesus is the Savior of sinners. That's why he's crying out to Jesus for mercy. Well, Jesus then stops and says, "Call him." So they said to Bartimaeus, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." Mark then records that Bartimaeus threw his cloak aside, jumped to his feet, and came to Jesus, I'm sure with the aid of other people. And then Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" Now, Jesus is God. He already knows what we're thinking and what we want, but he's asking this question to give Bartimaeus a chance to give a witness. Now, if you were Bartimaeus, what would your answer be to Jesus' question? Well, Bartimaeus believed that Jesus was the promised Messiah, and he knew that the promised Messiah would prove himself by performing various miracles, including healing the blind. So, guess what Bartimaeus says? "I want to see." Bartimaeus believes that this is the promised Savior standing right in front of him, who has the ability to give him sight. "Jesus, I want to see." Now, what Jesus says next is very interesting. Jesus says, according to our English translation, "Your faith has healed you." You know, I'm not sure I like that English translation. You see, the Greek word that is translated healed is pronounced sozo. And the Greek word sozo means much more than physical healing. Let me give you an example. If you read Luke chapter 7, verse 50, you will find the same Greek word that Jesus uses today in our gospel reading from Mark. But in Luke chapter 7, verse 50, Jesus is speaking to a woman who is thanking him because her many sins have been forgiven. So this woman wasn't healed of any physical ailment. She's thanking Jesus because her many sins have been forgiven. And then Jesus says to her, "Your faith has saved you." Did you hear that? Our English version translates the Greek word in Luke 7:50 as saved. And yet that Greek word is the same Greek word in our reading from Mark. It's the Greek word sozo. So in Luke 7 verse 50, the Greek word sozo is translated as saved, but in today's gospel reading, it's translated as healed, which I think is a bit of a problem. What's my point? My point is that Jesus is teaching us that in today's gospel reading, there's a greater miracle going on than merely healing this man of his physical blindness. You see, the greatest miracle of all is that this man is saved from sin. This man is saved from eternal damnation because he believes that Jesus is the promised Messiah, his Lord and Savior. So even while this man was physically blind, he had been given the spiritual sight to see that Jesus was the Savior promised in Holy Scripture. Therefore, I believe that Jesus' words in our gospel reading today should actually be translated like this. Go, your faith has saved you. And then we're told that the man was cured of his blindness and he continued to follow Jesus. Now, why did Jesus heal this man of his physical blindness? Well, first, I'm sure Jesus had compassion on this man, but I'd like to argue that Jesus did not heal people primarily because of compassion. Why do I say that? Well, because even though Jesus does have compassion for all people, obviously Jesus does not heal physically everybody. In fact, remember my good friend David? Jesus did not heal David of his physical blindness. David, my friend, is blind to this day. And there were many people back then that Jesus did not heal of their physical ailments. And there are many people today that Jesus doesn't heal of their physical ailments. And therefore, even though Jesus does have compassion on us, that's not the primary reason he performed physical healing. Otherwise, he would have healed everybody. So why did Jesus heal Bartimaeus? His main reason was to give everybody a sign. You see, unlike Bartimaeus, many people in the crowds were spiritually blind, even though their physical vision was just fine. Isn't that ironic? A blind man was able to see that Jesus was his Lord and Savior, but many in the crowds who could see just fine were blind to the fact that Jesus was the Messiah. You see, my friends, the devil does not want us to trust in Jesus as the Son of God, who gave his life as a ransom for many. Many people in our culture today are also spiritually blind. Some deny that Jesus is God. Others see Jesus as nothing more than a miracle worker who exists only to meet our physical needs. Still others deny that they are sinners, and so they deny that Jesus died for our sins. Why are so many people blind when it comes to who Jesus is and why they need to trust in him? Well, in our second reading for today, Paul gives us the answer. He writes, "The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God." In other words, the devil uses his lies to keep people spiritually blind. And my friends, we would be suffering from the same spiritual blindness if it were not for the light of God's Word. If it were not for the amazing grace of our loving God. As Paul writes, "For God, who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' made His light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ." So that's why this congregation exists. For two reasons, really. Number one, we need to continue to hear the light of God's Word on a regular basis so that we can stay focused on Jesus and not be blinded by the lies of the devil. We need this place to be spiritually alive. But there's another reason our congregation exists. When we leave this place, after basking in the light of God's Word, we get to be lights for God in this world of darkness. We get to shine the light of His Word into the spiritual darkness of other people's lives so that they too might be rescued from the lies of the evil one. Yes, my friends, God's light rescues us from the darkness of the devil. You see, my friends, the only reason we have spiritual sight is that God has shined the light of His Word into our lives. The Holy Spirit has given us the faith to believe that we are sinners and that Jesus is our one and only Savior. And so, like Bartimaeus, we cry out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us." Do you remember the question that someone asked my friend David? They asked him, "David, do you feel angry at God because He's never healed you and you've gone through life blind?" Well, if you remember, David answered, "No, I'm not angry at God. I'm just thankful that my many sins have been forgiven." Jesus would look at David and say, "Your faith has saved you." Now, please understand, I'm not saying that we can't beg Jesus to heal us of our physical problems. God certainly does have compassion on us. He knows how we suffer. In fact, sometimes God may give us physical healing, either by a direct miracle that doctors can explain, or by using the blessings of medical science to bring us healing. However, if God does not give you the physical healing that you want, then, like my friend David, be thankful. Be thankful that God has given you the greatest healing of all. Your sins are forgiven. Your faith has saved you. In fact, one day, we believers will have full physical healing when our bodies are resurrected, sinless and glorified. But until that day, we rejoice in the midst of our suffering because we know that our sins are forgiven. My friends, God has opened your eyes to see who Jesus is. God has opened your eyes to understand why He went to the cross. As we sang in our sermon hymn, "I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see." Amen.